Adam Pengilly, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Lots of racing news this morning. Firstly, a massive story over in the States. So take us through the Kentucky Derby favourite, Medina Spirit, testing positive, trained by the legendary Bob Baffert.
Yeah, massive story, Jared. Sort of breaking overnight, our time. Bob Baffert's come out and admitted that he had a phone call over the course of the weekend notifying that Medina Spirit had tested positive for the Kentucky Derby. The only comparison I can sort of make for Australian racing, it's like the winner of the Melbourne Cup or potentially Everest returning a positive test. It's going to be a huge story in the next coming days and weeks, I'd imagine. Bob Baffert is protesting his innocence at this stage. He has no idea how the substance came to be in the horse's system. I'm sure there's plenty more to play out with this. We'll wait and see what happens in the coming days, as I said. But it's a huge, huge story, not only for American racing, but world racing in general.
Jamie Carr, massive day at Caulfield. If you had to rank her in the list of jockeys, where would she be at the moment, mate?
Oh, good question, Laurie. In Australia-wide, you'd have to say she's got to be in the top 10. Now, some people might say I'm being a little bit conservative with that, but we just haven't seen her ride against, I'd say, some of the top jockeys in Sydney on a regular basis yet to really get that market to compare her. Like, it was an amazing achievement what she did on there on the weekend. She had six favourites. She rode five winners. She's still got to get them home, obviously, even those horses were well-supported in the market. And to be fair, it is a little bit of a funny time of year for the jockey ranks. They're spread pretty thin with Group 1 racing in Adelaide. Obviously, we've got races up there in Queensland, building up to the Queensland Winter Carnival. We've still got the tail end of the Autumn Carnival here in Sydney with some stakes races with the standalones. So she was obviously the dominant figure in that jockey's room down there at Caulfield on the weekend. But she is just absolutely flying at the moment. I'm lost for superlatives, to be fair. She's a runaway winner of this Melbourne Jockeys Premiership. She's just breaking through so many glass ceilings at the moment. So all kudos to her. I'd love to see her try and travel a little bit more interstate in the next 12 to 18 months, and I'm sure that will come, obviously, in time to pick up some better Group 1 rides and some of the major carnivals. But what she's doing at the moment is just completely turning racing on its head.
Explosive, Jack. Wow. What a performance. Tasmanian Derby, ATC Derby, South Australian Derby.
Can he win the Queensland Derby?
Yes, he can.
That's the question now. To win three derbies is quite incredible, isn't it, really? It's almost unprecedented. But to win four would just put him in another stratosphere. So the funny thing is, you can almost argue he's in his first racing preparation at the moment. He debuted at Sandown at the end of November. Now, Kieran and David Eustace have given him a couple of short freshen-ups. He's had sort of 3 and 4 weeks between runs, but he hasn't sort of been out in a spelling paddock for any length of time. He's doing this all at his first racing preparation, essentially. It's quite amazing. And I know the runner-up there was stablemate, Let's Crack a Deal. He was primed for that race there in the weekend. He just bumped into his stablemate. So we'll see what happens when he goes to Queensland. I think that's the initial intention at the moment. Bookmakers have got him at the top of betting markets. And if he can win four derbies in the one season, well, surely that's going to make him three-year-old horse of the year.
Everyone was really excited about how the coast went off up there at Gosford on the weekend, mate.
Yeah, great race day, Laurie. I think they've done a really good job for inaugural staging. I think it's probably at the right time of year as well. No doubt the club up there will build on it and make it a better concept in years to come. Brandon Berg was the winner of the main race there for Johnny Sargent, breaking a bit of run of outs. And it's easy to forget, this horse started, I think, second favourite for the Doncaster last year. He was riding commission for that race. He just lost his way a little bit, I suppose, but that was a perfect race for him there on the weekend. He had to circle the field and didn't do it easy, but clearly he was dominant on the line. I thought Nudge and Brutality were pretty good from backing the field as well, but take nothing away from the winner, and hopefully that gives Regan Bayless a bit of a kick along as well, trying to establish himself in Sydney.
Well, based on its win on the weekend, Zaki in the Hollandale, when I saw $4.50 for the Doom and Cup, I thought, gee, I'll tell you what, that's a good price, I think, based on that win. It's now $3.50.
Yeah, massive plonk as well, wasn't it, Jared, there in Hollandale? That Hollandale was the best Hollandale field we've seen for many, many years, I reckon, in terms of depth. And he was $6 on race morning. I think he started at about $3.50, $3.60. For a stakes race heading towards a carnival, there's a lot of punter interest. That was a really serious goal in Zaki there on the weekend. So Annabelle Neesham has found the key with his horse, hasn't she? I suppose a lot of these imports, you sort of want to see them in their first racing preparation, and they take a bit of time to adjust the conditions in Australia. But this guy's been the exception to the general rule, hasn't he? So he'll probably start riding commission for that Doomben Cup, and it's shaped up as a really good race, that Doomben Cup. I think Jamie Richards will give Melody Bell one more start to finish off her career, but they're going to have to do something to turn the tables on Zaki.
Yeah, I see Jungle Edge retired as well on the weekend.
Yeah, I just wanted to pay tribute to Jungle Edge this morning, Laurie. Horse that has just chased the rain his entire career, Mick Bell, wherever the rain was forecast, he'd try and enter him to run him. It's amazing when you look at his record. He's won 18, all 18 races he won, basically, were on wet tracks, on soft or heavy going. He had 28 starts on good rated tracks and never, ever won a race on a firm deck. So it's an amazing record, isn't it? He's been one of the great stalwarts of Australian racing for a number of years now. We know he's not a genuine Group 1 horse, but he got conditions to suit. He was really competitive in stakes grade. So Mick Beryl's had the ride of a lifetime. I know he had some issues with his wife, I think, passing away when this horse came along. He's been a great companion for him. So we wish Mick all the best and Jungle Edge all the best in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff, Adam. Have a good week.
Thanks, boys.